My friend Silvio has been trying to find a therapist he likes for like a year now. I spoke to him a few months ago and he said there was someone he started seeing who was really promising. But then I talked to him more recently and he told me he had ended it that day.
It was going better than the other ones, except that he will have this outburst of personal life things. Like, for example, I say, you know, I have long COVID. Oh, so my husband. And we be going to the doctor and blah, blah, blah. And she will give me a little too much information about herself and her husband. To the point that I was feeling a little uncomfortable. She said a couple of interesting things, but nothing earth-shattering. Something like a friend maybe will make a comment that you go, okay, that's a good point. And I was like, oh, I don't want to waste the money, and I'm traveling now, and, you know, moving, and all these things. So I say, you know, today I've been thinking, and maybe it's not this type of therapy that I need. Maybe I need, you know, ayahuasca or something different. She says, well, what did I do that didn't work for you? And I was like, you put me in a very uncomfortable situation because, do you know what I mean? It's not like a feedback form that I could send later.
It's like you're on the spot and you have to tell her in front of her face.
I'm on the spot. I have to tell you. It doesn't feel... I say a couple of things. I didn't say exactly what I was telling you. But I said, well, do you know, it felt a little too familiar. And then I find it disturbingly hilarious. She goes, well, to be in therapy, you have to really be available with time, with money, with emotions, and it's a very vulnerable position, and you also have to have a lot of courage.
Did you feel like, I mean, that sounds like she's putting you down.
Well, how would you feel? What is she saying? If you're quitting, you don't have courage. I mean, she might not have meant it that way, and I understand that you do need courage, availability, and all that, but you also need a good therapist. Maybe I'm not courageous or vulnerable with you, but I'm courageous and vulnerable with somebody else.
Everyone's entitled to not like a therapist, but this was the fourth therapist Silvio had started with and stopped with in less than a year. I asked him to remind me why he had rejected the others. Wasn't there one you were seeing on Zoom and you didn't like it because he was eating cookies or something?
I was seeing him, you know, trying to cover his mouth and the crumbles of the cookies because he will dip the cookies in the tea. Trying to hide it, but very not too smartly, you know. I find it extremely unprofessional to be eating cookies. I still don't understand how somebody will even think about it.
Remember there was another one where you just kept feeling misunderstood?
This is the one that I was saying, no, Lily, no, Lily, no. I didn't mean that. No, I will repeat what I said. I said this happened and I went to have my tomato juice. Oh, you're saying that. No, Lily, no, I didn't say that. I was all the time saying, no, Lily, I didn't say that. So at one point I got tired of that. I'm like, something in the communication is not working. And this is the one that at the end says, well, Silvio, you created a massive transference and you're impossible to do therapy with. What you have done, it's a very dangerous thing to do. I say, well, but you're a therapist. Weren't you able to catch it before it happened or while it was happening or fix it? I mean, she's like, well, it's too big too soon.
What does that even mean, too big a transference?
I still don't understand. So she put it on me. I mean, no therapist will tell you, oh, you know, this is not working because you're impossible to therapize after 10 sessions. Do you know what I mean?
And then there was one more, right?
And the fourth one, she was just not doing anything. She was like, yeah, I get it, because my daughter is a lesbian and I treat trans youth. She told me 7 times my daughter is a lesbian.
Is she saying that because you're gay? Like, why is she saying that?
Yeah. She was trying to say, I'm an ally. You know what I mean? I work with trans youth and I have a lot of knowledge of this and that. I was like, okay,
So Silvio, what do you think in general these therapists haven't been able to give you that you want?
None of the four people seem therapeutic enough. The one with the cookies seemed a little better in that respect, but he was very dismissive. He was like rude. All these people, the most they said were not necessarily earth-shattering realizations. They were just a couple of common sense ideas that I can get from a good audiobook on relationships.
Their insights weren't special enough or valuable enough for you.
Or new enough, or, you know, yeah. I didn't feel that it would get me out of my head by a good therapeutic move. Kind of like a Zen koan therapeutic move where I go, oh, that's a good point. The one today, she says, well, you know, maybe you also have to lower your expectations in general and also in therapy. And I'm like, I have to admit that with one, I gave them 20 sessions, the first one. The other ones were 2 sessions, 4 sessions, and 5 sessions. So I get it. I didn't give it enough time. But I mean, I have high expectations. That's one of the things that I need to work on. I get overly picky and critical. But it's funny because when I'm critical, it's because there are things that need to be criticized. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's the same thing with your loop. I mean, I've been hearing your loop since I met you.
What Silvio calls my loop is where I get excited about something and then something happens and I quit or leave. We used to be in a writing group together, and Silvio blames my loop for me leaving the writing group and leaving it in disarray. He is not totally wrong about this.
There is this thing that you are enthusiastic at the beginning or whatever the feeling is, and at one point something upsets you related to being seen or not, or that only you see it, because in our group, I don't think anybody else saw what you saw.
Well, I think you're right about me, Silvio. And the way that therapy has helped me is I actually don't see it as a person who's going to like give me an insight that I don't have or some kind of wisdom. What I see it is as a kind of relationship practice.
That's exactly what this last therapist was saying. Exactly that. Go ahead. Keep saying more. Let's see.
Well, you know, there was this therapist I saw for a long time. She eventually passed away.
That you like a lot.
Yeah. And with her, I remember our first session. She told me I had to pay up front, like bring a check and give it to her at the beginning of every session. And I'd been in therapy before, and the therapist would always send me a monthly bill. So I complained. I said, that's not the standard way. Like, why do I have to do that? But she told me, like, this is what she, after many years of doing this, realized, like, worked for her. And she asked me, like, is this a really big hardship for you? And eventually I realized, well, no, it's not a big hardship for me. And I decided to yield to her demand. And, you know, I saw her for, like, 10 years until she was too sick to see people. And I wanted to leave several times. I think I even did leave several times. But figuring out how to stay or go back or whatever, to stay in the relationship, that was the therapy.
Exactly. That's exactly what this one was saying. You bring the topic, you talk it, you know, this bothered me. That's therapy. And it was good that she told me that, because it was a good reminder and a good, like, oh, she's right. It's funny because in Argentina, you always pay upfront, but also in the States, I always pay the session like a massage. You go, get a massage, you pay the massage. But it doesn't matter. What it matters is how it triggered you. So it's a good point. And it made me think when I hung up with her, I was like, oh, okay, that was a good point.
Why don't you go back to her?
I might with time. I'm not now. I mean, I like she said, I'm not available right now in some respect with the long COVID and whatever. So I might give it another chance when I'm in Argentina. Who knows?